Welcome to I Feel Tried, the podcast. I'm Des, and joining me today, back again, is Jukebox with Jay, Jeremy Washington.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yay! And back by popular demand, aka she sent me threatening text messages saying that if I don't bring her back on, she's gonna not be my friend again. I'm just kidding.
It's me, Melissa.
Melissa Barry Bush. What's up?
Yes. Hey.
What's up, Mo Bush?
It has no bush.
No Mo Bush. Remember I used to call you Mo and you were like, why do you call me Mo? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. You'd always say Mo Bush. I kind of miss that.
Whenever I see someone or meet someone named Melissa, I always want to call them Mo, but then I'm like, no. That's exclusive.
Yeah, you can only call me Mo.
Yes. Mo Bush. Well, if you're playing our drinking game this week. What's my favorite word? Anytime you hear,
you're fired.
Take a sip of whatever you're drinking.
Bang.
Melissa really wants to get Bang as our sponsor, so she keeps giving them free shout outs.
Please.
Jeremy, are you drinking anything?
No, I didn't know we were bringing drinks to the party, but
we do a drinking game every week. Well, I'm drinking coffee beans, so if you're listening and you work at Coffee Bean and you want to like start giving me free coffee bean drinks, like, I will never say no to that, so thank you. Thanks in advance.
You've literally been addicted to Coffee Bean for like 12 years.
Never mind. I was going to say 20 years, but well, close to it. Shit. I used to like go when I was like 10 or 11 after my piano lessons, and I would get a mocha ice blended.
10 or 11?
Yeah. It was my reward to myself, from myself.
Damn.
Yeah.
I actually don't drink coffee at all, so that's
great.
That's crazy.
At all? Really? Like you never have, or you just like don't anymore? You don't care about it?
I've probably had it like 4 or 5 times in my life.
I wish.
I've had it twice today.
Nah, see, that's
too much.
That's too much. I love energy.
Well, I do everything in like freaking big amounts. You know, it's either all or nothing for me, which sucks, but I guess I recognize that that's me.
Yeah, you get all or nothing I know. From Dutzman.
Well, on to better news. Ah, the big elephant in the room. Or should I say, the donkey in the room.
Yes.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Are you guys relieved that we have a new president and vice president-elect of this country?
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I was hella nervous for like 4 days.
Me too.
I like that feeling.
Oh, I had nightmares. I'm not kidding.
Leading up into November 3rd, I was just preparing myself in my head that Trump is going to win again and we're just going to have to like live with all the bullshit that we've been living with, but times like 10
yeah,
or something.
Exactly. I'm even glad more. You said that because it would have been worse.
It would have been worse for sure. We were heading into like a dictatorship or a communist country.
What he's still kind of trying to do.
Even to this day.
Yep.
Yeah, he's still, and even today, I don't know if you guys heard about it, but you know how Biden and our first VP lady, Miss Kamala.
Yeah. And she said it right.
Yes, always. Yep.
Check her out.
They were trying to get a new task force, you know, to handle. And usually in past presidents, there's a transition and this is the time where they hire new staff and get going for the new transition. But, they're literally not allowed to, be in this, like, do this right now. The Trump and all of them are not letting them do this.
Yeah, they're not getting the transition funds.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not trying to sign off on it yet. Because
he thinks he's like, well, we won't until we get Trump reelected. Exactly. That's what like yep. I was like, are you kidding? Yep.
I don't get how. I mean, he's just kind of breaking tradition, I guess. Me and Melissa had a conversation off the record about he's just breaking tradition. So there's no like laws that say that he has to concede. But so that just goes to show the people that support him, like, come on, like, look at this for what it is. It is the leader of the free world. And never in history has somebody done what he's doing. And this is not in a positive way. We're not talking about never in history has somebody, you know, cured a freaking disease or something. We're talking about this guy who's being too stubborn to freaking leave his job, even though the country has voted. First time was the popular vote, but this time we actually got the Electoral College votes and did it the right way. Yep. So this motherfucker is just being a stubborn little boy and not conceding.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I mean, Is it going to be like his like for sure answer once we do get every single state's results? Or
well, he's already sued, I guess, you know, the 5 lawsuits for the couple votes, and all of them he's already lost. So
really? Yep. Like, that's mm-hmm. official yeah. thing? Yeah.
You're fired.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you guys hear about what his lawyer said?
Yeah.
No.
So his lawyer goes to court, right? And he's like, why are you filing this? And he's like, they didn't let Republicans in. And the judge is like, so there were no Republicans in there.
In where? He said,
in, like, the polling places.
Oh.
So they were trying to say, like, they didn't let Republicans in, right? So there was cheating going on. So, because they have people that can watch, right? It's like 100 people.
It's a live stream, too, in everything.
So the judge asks him, so that you're saying that there were no Republicans in there? And he goes, instead of saying, like, yeah, there were, because there were, he goes, there was a non-zero number.
Wait.
Yeah,
I'm not smart enough to know what that means.
So he's saying, he's not saying yes.
What does that even mean?
They were in there,
right?
He's just saying there were none in there. There weren't none in there. You know what I mean? Like, non.
So that means that there were.
Yes. So the judge threw it out. The judge threw it out, but he said non-zero instead of a number.
There were, but he said no.
I don't.
Yeah, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. And again, it's live streamed. Yeah. It's not a big secret. Go look at all the cameras, and yeah, it's pretty crazy what's going on. And yeah.
Melissa, you were telling me about how you're afraid of what again? That because there's no laws to protect the new president-elect. What were you saying again?
Yeah, so since it is a tradition and it's not in the law, but, you know, out of respect and tradition, the president, you know, peacefully gives it. And if they want between now and January, but this is like a team of Trump's lawyers and stuff that kind of have to go with it. But between now and January, behind the scenes of after the voting and all that, they go into court, and it could do it where like each state gets one vote per instead of the electoral and the multiple. So that could happen, but it depends.
Where did you hear this though? Because to me that sounds wild. Like, there's no way.
This lawyer that is he's on CNN, and he did a TED Talks kind of breaking it down, and he didn't even look at the he didn't know about this either. So he had to look into the Constitution and the laws of president and kind of figured it out. So yeah, that could be a thing, but so he's trying to fight right now, saying the voter fraud, and so to keep it going. So I don't know, but he's friends with dictators like Putin and, you know, North Korea leader. So I don't know what his plan is, but he's just refusing to accept, and it could keep furthering. And now, and I don't know, today I just watched on Biden, and Kamala just announced that the Trump administration not only is not letting them hire and do the transition, but they're getting rid of the CARES Act, the free medical that, you know, people can use. So now that means people with pre-existing conditions.
The ACA.
Yeah, ACA. Thank you. Yeah, they're getting rid of that. They're trying their hardest right now to get rid of that. That means, yeah, people with pre-existing diabetes, cancer, anything like that, they can't get treatment for it. Birth control. So that's going on right now. So pretty big deal to have during a pandemic and a crisis. So
yeah, huge. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I wanted to celebrate this. This is a lot of good and like important information though. Definitely.
Wait, we're still hanging on. We're like, wait, dude, can we breathe yet? It was refreshing.
Can I get comfortable yet?
Yeah.
I know. I feel a huge sigh of relief. Like, once I got that confirmation, was that what, Saturday morning? Right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday morning, I was downstairs and it was on the headline, and my mom's like, oh my God, like, celebrating, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to let myself get excited and then get heartbroken if that's not the case, right?
Yeah.
So then I come upstairs and then I'm checking all the other news channels and it's swishing to breaking news, right? So they're confirming it. So I'm like, oh my God, okay, I think this is it. And it's just like, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's like, okay, now I almost feel better overall now, even like coming face to face with Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So like if people in the grocery store or like my neighbors that have Trump signs or people at my work, it's like, I almost like, I feel like I can say hi to them again, like, because, okay, good. Like, you know, he's going to be in our rear view.
We don't
have
to worry about you guys anymore. But still,
but like, I felt uncomfortable. I'm not going to say hi to somebody before we even know, because it, I don't know. For me, it just felt like I'm giving them more power, but I don't know. Do you guys feel any sort of way like that? Or
yes, I do.
How about you, Jeremy? I know that you have, this wasn't exactly the candidate that you were rooting for originally, but are you at least relieved that it's not the person that you didn't want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, Trump had to go. And it sucks that, like, the DNC, I want to get into all that, but I was a big Bernie supporter. But
me,
you know,
too.
Like they,
sorry.
Thank you. You know, so they definitely pushed Biden in there. If you followed like the primaries, like he was losing, Bernie was kicking ass, and then everyone else dropped out and supported Biden. So, you know, like, but they don't have to be non-biased, but it's the Democrat National Convention. So no, he wasn't my first choice at all.
Bernie.
But it's like, it was Trump. Like, and it sucks that they knew that. They knew that Trump so bad that we gonna vote for Biden, but it had to be done, you know? And then for the next 4 years, we work on getting more progressive.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, that's a big thing. So not to beat a dead horse to the people that are listening and that really follow these episodes in these conversations, but like I've already said before that, you know, I did vote for Biden in the preliminaries because I was thinking of it as a strategy. I know that for Bernie, I like a lot of his ideas. I just think that he's too extreme in conservative people's eyes. So if you're trying to take conservative votes, Bernie's not the person to do it because he's, you know, you're on your hot water and you're trying to get, you know, Bernie's in ice. So they're not trying to do that. So I thought, okay, well, Biden seems like he's a moderate liberal and maybe some of his ideas can be taken over by the conservative people that are looking for someone to leave from Trump, right? But my idea, my little non-professional politician idea is for those people that really want to see these changes, now that we have this president-elect and it's, you know, in my eyes, it's a done deal. In Trump's eyes, it's not. But work on who you want now for the next one. You know, people were trying to like protest their vote, like, oh, I'm not going to vote because I don't like either one of them. And it's like, you realize by doing that, you're going to give it to Trump.
Yeah.
So to the people that really want to see change, start it now, because then you have 4 years to get other people like me, who I'm not convinced yet either. But like people like me or not like me, if you want to see changes like with Bernie or with some sort of socialist or something, right, Jeremy?
Democratic socialist, yeah, socialism. It's kind of common sense. Like, it's crazy that we even got to call it, like, you know, like that it's even debated, you know, socialism and all this, when we already have schools and police and roads and like all these other socialist things. It's just kind of weird that we even have to debate it to this, like now.
But what I'm saying is the people that were trying to be super loud about not wanting Biden in, be loud now, because okay, we already took care of Trump, so he's out. We took the trash out. Now work on your campaign basically for 2024, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And help America.
kind of a weird situation because there's a divide in the Democrat Party too. Like, no one wanted Trump, so we all voted for him. But like, there's this divide between keeping things like the same or as they were, I guess, before Trump, or being progressive. And like, that's a divide in the Democrat Party right now too. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, one of the big things, just to maybe lighten it a little bit, but also kind of not, is the American flag. I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm very proud to be an American, right? Like, I love the culture. I was born here. I was raised here. I'm just proud of that, right? I'm proud that we had the reputation of being like the land of opportunity, right? But in the past, like, you know, almost 4 years, the American flag almost like took a symbol of like discrimination and like hate and like bigotry, you know? And it's so weird because that's not what us as Americans are supposed to think about our flag. But to me, like if I'd be on a walk and I just see like a big old flag, you know that because of everything that's going on in the world and the climate of this entire country, it kind of shows where those people are standing when it comes to like police brutality, Black Lives Matter, because there's no Breonna Taylor flags or any Black Lives Matter flags on their front porch, but they have a blue line flag, or they'll have an American flag, you know. And I'm just so relieved that I can be proud of our flag again come January 20th, right?
Yes. It was really hard seeing that. And after you said something over the summer, and then I started kind of paying attention to every Trump, you know, yard or vehicle, they always had the American. I'm like, you need to have a Confederate flag because that's what you're standing for, mm-hmm. not the American flag. And also, when I saw on Saturday at Biden, you know, him speaking, it was so refreshing to see the American flags again at the thing. It kind of like disassociated it with the Trump. So
exactly.
It was.
I'm glad you guys feel the same way. Okay. Cause I thought like for me, like, oh my God, like here I am being like tail between my legs, but that must mean that it's a real thing if all three of us are thinking this without saying it.
It definitely changed the meaning of the flag, which is scary. Because you wouldn't really see like Biden supporters running around with like
America exactly
in your face and shit. But it's always the right wing neo Nazis and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Well, from one problematic celebrity to possibly another,
you're fired.
I want to introduce a new segment where I list off well known public figures, and I'm pretty sure both of you guys know these, and I know that our listeners know. And you'll decide whether you think that they are contributing positively or negatively to society. So this is
productive or destructive.
You like it? It took me forever to come up with something that rhymed. So
I like that.
Okay, good. Silent clap. So I have 10. Oh, thanks, Matt. I have 10 celebrities here. And both of you will answer at the same time. If you think that they are positively contributing to society, you'll say productive. If you think that they are damaging our society, then you can say destructive.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Okay. Number one, Ariana Grande.
Destructive because I just don't, I mean, I don't know much about her, but I wouldn't say productive. Maybe, I don't know. I don't really.
There has to be a scale in between that because I don't think she's really either.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, so like, I would
it's
say.
It's just a fun little game.
Okay. I'll say.
You don't have to think that hard about it.
Okay. Productive? I don't know.
So productive would be my answer because I love her and she brings me joy when I listen to her music and I, you know, dance in my car. But at the same time, I did some research and I found that she...
You licked a donut.
She, who hasn't, right? I found that she has donated so much money and has backed so many companies for COVID relief.
Oh.
So she's donated to Feeding America, World Health Organization, Solidarity Response Fund, just to name a few.
But, oh, okay. Then productive.
So just so you guys know, in case you're on the fence, my girl is also a philanthropist.
I did not know that. I'm not a good follower, so that was bad to ask me that. But after knowing that, productive, of course.
There you go. Number two, Cardi B. I thought you would like her, Jeremy, because I know that you're a Bernie supporter and she is like a humongous Bernie supporter.
Productive. Based on that. Productive.
Yeah, I mean, but like, yeah, in that area. And she says it raw. Like I like the interviews she does. She just be talking real stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, musically or you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, just think of this think of this segment as like you have a boat and you're gonna take your favorite people to an island to celebrate. Are you gonna take Ariana Grande? You said no, I think, right? Are you gonna take Cardi B?
Yeah, I think she's entertaining.
She would keep it lit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So productive for both of you. Number three, Steph Curry.
Productive.
I don't know that person.
Golden Warriors.
Steph Curry is a basketball player. What team?
Oh, Babyface Curry. Babyface Curry.
I don't think anyone calls him that. But
but you know Babyface Curry from basketball. That is someone's nickname.
Babyface Curry. Maybe he does.
He's probably the only one with that last name.
Oh my gosh.
So. I don't watch it, but I would think so.
There's probably a babyface Curry. I'm going to look it up.
So Melissa says destructive.
Productive, for sure.
Number four, RuPaul.
What is it? It's productive or destructive?
Destructive.
Productive.
I'm going to copy him and conform productive, but yeah. I don't know. I've heard
Ron
that.
Paul? Dramatic.
I'm,
are you familiar with Ron Paul?
No, RuPaul.
RuPaul. Oh.
I don't know. I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I've heard
totally
that name.
Different people.
I've heard that name, but I don't know. I'm sorry, you guys.
RuPaul, the world's most famous drag queen. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I've seen it on the show or like on TV. That's where I've seen the name. Productive, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, LGBTQ representation.
Yes, yes.
Number five, Elizabeth Warren.
I would say
I grew to like her
productive.
Watching her speak.
Yeah, I would say productive.
She gets.
You guys are like really supportive in this game. You guys have liked every single person. That's good.
I do like her though. Yeah, she's, you know, I mean, she seems really sweet. She connects with the people and actually, you know, gets out and talks to people, which is like something politicians don't really do is like, you know, listen to people and also, you know, get to know them. They're not just, you know, a vote and, you know.
Yeah.
A statistic, it's like people, humans. So I do like her. Yep. I do like her.
Number six, Justin Bieber. I go from Elizabeth Warren to Justin Bieber.
I would say destructive based on his, like, he peed on buildings and kind of just like played a little, like, you know.
Who hasn't peed on buildings?
You've never peed on a building?
No.
I've peed on buildings before. Are you
actually
kidding? Tiger Heat Thursdays when I was like 18.
I've peed in yards before when I was really
there
drunk.
Destructive.
But he did it in like midday and like he's a celebrity. Like you kind of have to.
Rock star life.
Yeah, I guess. I know that's like the dumbest thing to say about him. And that's the only thing I know about him.
Number seven, Lil Wayne.
Oh, I love Lil Wayne. Really?
Destructive.
Yes, he just publicly came out as endorsing Trump a couple days
right,
before.
That's right. Destructive.
It depends on what you're looking at. Music-wise, dope.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. But if he endorsed Trump, no, that's not what you do with your power.
He endorsed Trump. He said he's rich and black, so he don't give a fuck about Black Lives Matter. Like, nah.
He said those words?
Yeah.
John Legend called a bunch of rappers out about that because it's like you have this huge platform to represent so many. You're a famous person, so people are going to listen and follow your lead, whatever you believe, honestly. And so to not support the environment, the Black Lives Matter, just women's rights, so many things. It's like
when
money.
That's his whole base.
Money cannot control. Like
it's fan base, right? Yeah.
Yeah, money should not.
Fuck all of us who give you money for freaking making your music. Shit.
Yeah. Honestly.
I bought you a fucking career.
Dude, I bought two of his albums, Lil Wayne, I think Carter 3 or 2. Yeah. I love the Carter 2.
But just to be clear, you both said destructive.
Yes.
And so do I.
Yes. Based on that, I didn't know he was one of them that, nope. No, he does not.
His girlfriend left him because of it.
Really? Good for her. Good for her. I was thinking that if my man was a Trump supporter, absolutely not with him. Yeah, like, no fucking way. No fucking way.
Number eight, Ciara.
Oh, I love Ciara. I don't know what, like.
My goodies.
She hasn't been doing much lately.
She's been producing children.
So I guess it's hard to say productive or destructive if, like, I think of, like, helping society and, like, that's being productive or destructive. But if I don't know what she's done with her platform of being a huge celebrity, if she's really done much for anyone. But I guess girls that look at her and want, productive
to see
because
representation.
Yeah, to see girls, you know, they can make it and also wear whatever they want. No men can control. So I guess productive based on that. But I don't know what she's done.
Well, her and her husband, or do you know Jeremy? Is she married? What's the, do you know her guy's name? I think he's an athlete.
Russell Wilson.
Oh! Yeah.
They both contributed, I think, like they donated like $1 million or something to COVID relief. So
productive.
Okay, number nine, Martha Stewart.
Oh gosh, I would say destructive.
I like her. For no real reason. I'd say productive.
I mean, yeah, she made a lot of like Christmas decorations and stuff. But because she did the tax thing, and I saw the roast that she did, she kind of went low on it.
They all do.
I mean, yeah, it's a roast. You got to.
But I do like her show. No.
With all that said.
Stop it. Hold on. the with her and Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's like a cooking show, right? And they
Do
they cook with cannabis or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And we having celebrities and like all kind of other rappers and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I've only known her from like a long time ago, what she was doing.
Wait, so
oh, no, she got out and was like gangster and then, and then started kicking it with Snoop Dogg and then they did a show.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Wait, so Jeremy, what is your answer?
I would say productive. But yeah, not before, not paying taxes, all that.
I didn't know about the cannabis thing too. That's cool because that's showing that, you know, she contributes, you can make goodies with it, and I believe in cannabis. Yeah. I used to work at a weed store, so.
Okay, right. And number 10, Rihanna.
Productive.
Yeah.
She's a strong black woman, a woman of color, and she's doing her thing. Like, she had the makeup line. She stayed dropping like albums, getting number ones, all that. Like she doing it.
Yeah.
Fun fact: she donated a total of $5 million to causes like Direct Relief, Feeding America, World Health Organization Solidarity Response Fund. So she's also helping right now as we're speaking with the COVID relief. So
appreciate that, Rihanna.
Yay! I'm so excited to announce that I Feel Tried, the podcast, is officially on iHeartRadio now. So that just means you can access us on all major platforms. You don't even need an app, although they do come in handy. If not, you could just go on your browser, your explorer, type in iHeart.com, enter I Feel Tried, the podcast, and you're going to find us up in there. You could also tell Alexa or Siri or Echo or whatever those girls' names are. You can just be like, hey, play I Feel Tried the podcast, and then she's gonna get on and pop in because she don't got a choice, because that's her job. You have one job and it's to play the podcast. Okay, just kidding. But really, hit subscribe and don't miss an episode every Thirsty Thursday. Thank you for listening today and enjoy the rest of the episode. Welcome back.
Hey.
I'm looking at Melissa's face when I'm doing that. And I'm like, I was used to her doing her little
song.
I wonder if anyone even got that reference in the last week's
episode. No, we're old, Desmond. We're old. People don't get that.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Don't tell me.
I'm 19. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
21 forever.
Yep.
Whenever someone like references like an old thing, I try to be like, what is that? Just so I seem young. Someone was asking me about a CD earlier and I was like, what does that mean?
I love you.
And they're like, I can see the wrinkles around your eyes and you are not 19 years old. Just kidding. They didn't say that to me. That was just me saying that to myself.
You're fired.
Okay, well, we had a conversation a few weeks back, me, Jeremy, and Kiana. Sorry, Melissa.
Wow.
I know, I'm sorry. We usually try not to have conversations without you, but this case we did. And we were talking about billionaires. So how it started was I was talking about how, getting kind of back to what I was mentioning earlier about how I'm not sure how I feel about socialism. In its entirety, because I know that a lot of people that support like Bernie, and I'm just noticing a trend. I don't even know enough to sit here and tell you like freaking by the book what I'm watching. You know, I'm just observing and I'm gathering these observations and I'm applying it to what I'm saying right now, which is that I'm noticing people that we're supporting and pushing for Bernie have this belief that nobody should be a billionaire. And when I see that, it makes me roll my eyes because I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not trying to ever limit myself or put myself in a box that I can't ever like level up to. I don't want to tell myself that I'm never going to be a billionaire. So then what? Then I have no motivation and I have no reason to like grind really hard, right? But then you, Jeremy, and Kiana had like a really good comeback as to why people feel that way. And it made me, it opened up my mind. And so I think that, I don't know, maybe if there's people listening that are thinking like me or can just share more information about why me encouraging billionaires is wrong. I don't know. I just want to hear why again that billionaires are bad.
I wish I did more history in college, but I didn't. I did women's gender sex studies and African American studies. So those were the histories I chose. And basically, just from what I've seen, I like looked at history of presidents, and it seemed like in the 90s, well, since the 70s, we haven't had a middle class. And so, or there was a middle class, and it's just we've slowly gotten away and away from that. And since I believe in the late 90s and early 2000s, Bush.
When I was born.
yeah, I was 06. Bush kind of ran something where he did tax relief on the wealthy. So now we're seeing today the most billionaires that have ever occurred in this country. So, and we also have no middle class. We're further and further. If you look at the 1% compared to the rest, there's no middle class. And this day and age, it doesn't, you know, it's really hard to be that successful to be a billionaire. And there's more of them. There's more of them. CEOs are getting paid more than ever before. And so I think with Bernie's plan and kind of just distributing the wealth differently, it would help people that don't have a chance or that are, you know, it doesn't matter. Even if you get a degree or your master's degree, you're still kind of not in that, you know, middle class. It's just kind of non-existent, and you need like two incomes, a man and a wife, like most likely, or roommates to even get by at this day and age. So I
or same sex couples.
Oh yes, I'm sorry, I did not mean that. Like no, but I'm just saying, yeah, like it takes two parties, two people, like two incomes to really kind of survive in this life right now. And
you said something that I want to touch on because I want to understand this better. You said that part of Bernie's plan was to distribute the wealth for people that don't have opportunities. And what I really want to understand, if I sound ignorant, I sound ignorant, but wait, that ignorance not the right word, because that's when you know
and what you're choosing and you choose to, not to learn. That's Trump.
I want to learn.
Trump supporters.
Oh, shit.
It is. It's when you know something and you don't do anything about it. Like, come on. That's ignorance.
What I don't know and what I want to understand is who's to say that they're not getting the opportunity. You know, someone who starts from the ground up and maybe they're, you know, they are dealing with adversity. Maybe they're a person of color. Maybe they grew up in poverty and then they become a billionaire. How is it that they don't get an opportunity?
What percentage of people does that happen to, though?
Again, I'm the least knowledgeable person of the trio here, so I don't know the number.
It's not a lot. Let me just say that it's not a lot, but it's kind of like looking at people that, you know, make millions playing basketball or rapping and going, oh, well, everyone has a shot. No, not really. Mm-mm. Like, who knows those people's situation? And if you really look at the percentage of all the people that ever wanted to play basketball pro, all the people that ever wanted to be rapper, how many of them really made it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but look at the ones that did. What's different about them?
There might be other situations. Maybe they did have those opportunities. You don't know. But
so what I'm not satisfied with, though, with that answer is that I don't know those things, but neither does the person saying, you know. So right now I just said, you know, what makes them special, and you don't have the answer for that. So what I want to understand,
because you would have to look at everyone's situation. Maybe you know, one person had a two-parent home, so they lived decently, mm-hmm. and they were comfortable, and their dad was able to take them to practice, or they're able to pay for them to be in school. And the other person doesn't have a father. So mm-hmm. it's a one income home. So they can't afford, they're just scraping by. Those two kids might go to the same school, but they have very different opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so, and also to add on that, I learned in anthropology and my African American Black Studies class. So in anthropology, I learned that I believe it was like this, since the beginning of time. So since African Africans were brought into this country as slaves and built this country and stole the land from Native Americans, which, let me just add real quick, it was so refreshing to hear our new president-elect bring up that tribe. He said for the tribes, and he even just, that is like very rare, and no one ever brings up these, the facts and just the history. So African Americans, when they did get freed and then there was segregation and all that, African Americans never got land. That is where it started, is white people got land, property, and African Americans did not. And so then it started, you've heard, I think it's called the red taping. So they
redlining.
Yes.
Thank I still you. Don't understand what that means. I've heard that, but I don't know what it means.
So it's where they decided to, in certain neighborhoods, and they would start giving loans to people of color, especially, and basically tricking them, saying that it would only be, you know, $300 a month or whatever the price is. And then they would actually charge extra interest after 5 years where they couldn't afford it. And so that is the red.
To own property?
Yes. So they would start distributing loans that at first, it looked like they could afford it, everything. And they, in the fine line printing, started to raise it. And so they couldn't afford it. And they would also segregate, you know, certain neighborhoods where, you know, this is where white people mainly live. So it started from no land to then this and putting them. So basically from the beginning of like history of America before we took over Native Americans, their land, then we, you know, segregated them to their tribes and they live, you know, on tribes and have their own things there that they have to, but they are segregated there and they feel the most comfortable because and they built their own system to help money, and that's great for Native Americans. However, African Americans have never been given that chance. That's why the number one statistic is, especially female African Americans have the lowest chance to make money in this country. So by distributing the wealth, so from the beginning to now and all throughout history of just America being America, there has always been inequality of distributing money. So now we're faced with, so Bernie's plan is, because he was in the civil rights movement and, you know, like I told Desmond a little bit about it, the North versus South. And so he was fighting and he did that. So his whole plan wasn't right or left. It was to treat everyone an equal opportunity by distributing money to every home. Because again, from history, we have not been treated the same. No one in this country has ever had equal opportunities. If anything, white people have always had the most privilege. That's why it is said that, and it's a fact, because they earn the most and they've had land from the beginning. So if you have old money coming through your, you know, like, oh, my great-grandparents always had land. So it's happened from the beginning and it's made this way. So by Bernie and changing it so we distribute it more and not one person holds more and these people are starving and desperate, like it makes it more of equal land of opportunity. And then everyone would have more of opportunity if we were all more equally, like we had the same income, people would treat other people the same. And so that's like what I've learned and how it's honestly gotten to be now. The 0.1% owns like more money than you can even imagine. Like this, the statistics and what they own is unreal and it's not fair. And now like with in the 90s and early 2000s, even like they just don't tax the wealthy. And so that's kind of Biden. He did say, and people of Trump supporters, you know, he's only going to tax people that make $400,000 and more a year, which I'm sorry, but you're in a pretty comfortable position. And if
right, you're not hurting too bad.
Not too bad. Like, if you got into that much debt over your house and everything, you need to reevaluate. And honestly, people that are starving, and, you know, like, it would just help everyone, and everyone have an opportunity to live comfortably and to go to college. And that's also Bernie's plan, was to create free education and free healthcare, because, you know, you're just kind of a number in the healthcare system. I can go on to healthcare and all that.
I want to stick to the topic about billionaires specifically, because you're getting into points that I
sorry I get very passionate.
No, that's so beautiful.
So
back to billionaires. I want to know, do you think that there should be billionaires or not?
I think there needs to not be so many. Like, I think, you know, a few, but also they hold a monopoly. They own more, and then they start, like, Microsoft now owns, you know, the Google Maps, LinkedIn, and all the product, and they all kind of start, you know, and then Google owns YouTube, and
I want to understand why that's wrong, because to me that doesn't sound wrong to me. If somebody owns multiple companies, what the hell is wrong with that? I want to own multiple companies.
It's nothing wrong, but it just gives unequal chance for someone that, like, did want to develop a Google or another Bing, you know. Now they're...
But that could be me. That could be me, a person of color, a queer person of color, who doesn't have, like, money to be a billionaire, you know. Like, you know, I would be a self-made person if I were to reach billionaire status. I don't have this. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a public person. I don't have this platform like Kylie Jenner, who is said to be a self-made billionaire, which I love her, so I don't want to take anything away from her, but it's not self-made when your whole life has been on TV.
Yes.
So what I still don't understand, and I don't know, I really want to understand the dry cut point of why is being a billionaire bad? I don't get it.
Okay. Let me make 2 points. I think everyone has this, there's a term for it too. This feeling deep down that they're going to eventually make it there. And there's like an actual medical term for it. But when you talk about billionaires being taxed, there's like, for example, you're just like, if I make it, I think everyone that thinks like that sees themselves as a potential millionaire or billionaire, but you may never get there. Like, I would say 99% of the people never get there, right? Mm-hmm. So there's all these people thinking, well, I don't want them taxed, because when I get there, I don't want to be taxed.
I'm not even talking about taxes, though, because taxes, I mean, we're on the same page with taxes. I want to understand what I don't already agree with.
Okay, so how do you, what, you agree with taxes?
I agree that the rich need to be...
That's where the money would be coming from.
That the rich people need to be taxed more because they can afford it, of course.
Well, if they were taxed more, they wouldn't probably be billionaires.
Yeah.
But when you spread out the taxes, I mean, there was a figure of what the taxes are going to be like if Biden were to be elected, which now he is. And if you spread it out over 12 months for the people that make over $400,000, you're seeing like, it's like $123 or something like that of an increase. So you spread that over 12 months, that's like $11.
If you tax more, I mean, I don't know what Biden's plan is. He said he'd just, all I know is the fact that he claimed he's going to tax more for people that make $400,000 or more.
Right.
But if...
I don't feel like I don't understand that. What I don't understand is why you, Jeremy, were saying that nobody should be a billionaire.
If you were like making millions, the more you make, the more you're taxed. So it would be way larger. So if you're a billionaire, you're probably going to be taxed like $1 million, you know? So it adds up to, right. I don't even know. Yeah. This is just like, but it's going to be a large amount of money, which it's like we are losing because, so I just kind of recently, this last couple years, understood we only have an X amount of like money in this country. Yeah. So the way it's distributed right now is like these, you know, like group have it and then we're all, and we get taxed more. So it doesn't make sense to.
That was actually my second point. So there's a finite amount of money, like, and people are hoarding it. So I don't know exactly what our country's GDP is, but.
Me neither.
It's a finite amount. So when there's trillionaires and billionaire and a bunch of billionaires, that's less going around. Mm-hmm. And they don't spend that money. They're not dropping it back into the people's pockets, into the local shops and all that. And like she was saying earlier, Google and, you know, like Amazon, whatever, they own all these different things. So that also affects smaller shops. So like you were saying, you want to come up on your own. If you're not able to do that because some other big Walmart has a store, a liquor store, or whatever, you can't have that in that neighborhood. So I don't know. I don't get what you don't understand about like being against billionaires.
Because I'm trying to keep it so simple.
There's only X amount of money.
I'm trying to keep it dry, but we're getting into like these bigger points where it's
that's
like,
what it is. Though.
I don't need the explaining on like, those other points. But so I just want a yes or no answer of. Do you believe that people should be billionaires?
I guess not, but it's there's a reason why, and it's complicated. Yeah. But most of it is because there's a limited amount of money going around. If there was an unlimited amount of money,
yes.
Go be a billionaire. I don't care. Yeah. Like, you know, that's on you.
But we only have a certain amount, so that's affecting us. So it's bad to have more billionaires. Do it. Yeah, like, yes.
But it all comes down to, like, taxes and what they're paying. Yes. Because, like, if they're not paying taxes, we end up making up those taxes, and we also give taxes to like gas companies and farmers.
Everything's
and
taxed. Yeah,
like so we get taxed a lot. So it's my question to you would be: would you rather have a billionaire be taxed, or like your mom, dad, and everybody else? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, the more money you make, the more you should be taxed.
So that's why they wouldn't be billionaires, because they'd be getting taxed. Like like there was a point in the 70s or. I forget, it might have been under Ronald Reagan, was everyone was living nice, but the rich had like 90% tax rate.
Yeah.
90%. Mm-hmm. So you would not make it to billionaire status if you're getting taxed 90%. So that's why there should and would not be billionaires.
Yeah.
So the wording is not whether you think someone should be a billionaire or not. The wording that you think is that the more money you make, the more you should be taxed. That's your point.
Yes, and that does happen to a degree.
I totally have agreed with this entire time. So the other day when we had this conversation, it didn't come out that clearly to where that's like we're on the same page this entire time that we've been talking about the more money you make, the more you should be taxed because you can freaking afford it. Right. To me, what went over my head is like, okay, well, why you can't be a billionaire because there's literally no reason. Like, you're not going to tell me that I'm not going to make a lot of money and not going to be successful. Like, no one's going to tell me that shit. I'm too stubborn for that. But what I would also understand is the more money I'm going to make, the more I'm going to be taxed because I can afford it. And then I'm going to keep making money. And if I reach billionaire status because I keep making money, I keep paying my taxes, then good on me. You know, but I'm understanding that you're just saying that if you can reach it by being honest and by paying your taxes, basically, then yeah, which all along I've agreed with.
Okay. Yeah. Then yeah.
You're fired.
I want to go ahead and try to close this out, but sticking with the theme of money, I have a game, and it's the second time that we're playing it. Mac hosted this originally like a long fucking time ago. And I thought it was so fun. So this is called Who Got That Net Worth? So what I have for you both are five pairs of celebrities. And you are going to just tell me who you think has the higher net worth.
Okay.
So since there's two of you playing, whoever answers with the correct answer first will get the point. Okay. Are you guys up for the challenge?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, the Olsen twins as a duo. Or Diddy, Sean Combs.
Diddy,
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's Diddy.
Is it P. Diddy?
He's a producer. He has hundreds of, I think he's a billionaire now.
Okay, I'll say Diddy.
I always thought that the Olsen twins were billionaires too.
I thought they were as a kid.
I thought like I couldn't compare anyone to the Olsen twins when I made this game last night because I thought they were billionaires. I thought they were.
I thought they were.
Their company.
They're probably
not. Sold it or something like that. Their clothing and whatever. But collectively, they're worth $500 million as a duo, whereas Diddy, the winner of this round, is worth $820 million, according to Forbes.com.
Okay.
So it's a credible source.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeremy got the point.
Definitely Diddy.
Oh, yeah, he did answer first, darn it.
Number two, Mariah Carey or Jennifer Lopez?
Mariah Carey.
J-Lo. I don't know.
Oh, I love J-Lo, and it pains me that she lost this round. Jeremy gets the point again. Mariah Carey is worth approximately $320 million, whereas Jennifer Lopez is worth a respectable $150 million.
Okay.
See, why can't you be like that? Fuck, I'll pay all the taxes I need to have
it right.
Shit, I'll take $10,000. Give me $10,000. I'll be happy.
Right?
Okay, number three, Justin Timberlake or Britney Spears?
Britney.
Yeah, I would say Britney.
But I don't know. Justin had a pretty good career acting, and but I feel like pop princess, and I'm a diehard. Yeah. I'm Britney at heart, Jeremy. If you didn't know, now you know. I love. I believe Britney.
It. That's Dez too. So
yes.
I would go with Britney. Just yeah.
She's
okay. Melissa, you're on the board. You guys are both right, but yes. Since Melissa got it first, mm-hmm. Britney Spears is worth $60 million, whereas Justin Timberlake is worth approximately $57.5 million.
That's it?
Jeez, we're talking about billions earlier, so no, I'm know, just kidding. Right? I wish.
Like
I,
chump change
I'm
now.
Like, what?
Are they doing okay?
They're like nothing. No, I'm just kidding. I would die to even get $1 million.
Right?
I know, right?
Yes.
Life changing.
Yeah.
Shit, if my credit card debt was relieved, that would change my life.
It will be.
I know it will be.
Oh, okay. 21.
Yeah. Yes. That's the year for me.
Yes.
Number 4, Howard Stern or Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest.
Just because I mean, Howard Stern. Yeah. Seacrest is like it. Yeah. He made the Kardashians, right? Yeah. Yes, he made the Kardashians.
But you are both wrong about this matchup.
Really?
Because Howard Stern, I know, I was fucking shocked. To me, Ryan Seacrest is like up here, right? Yeah. He's such an inspiration for me as a journalist. But Howard Stern is worth approximately $90 million. He was just listed as in the top 10 of Forbes' highest paid celebrities this year.
Whoa.
And Ryan Seacrest is worth $60 million.
Wait, is Howard Stern doing a like, radio show still? Like what? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know it made that much.
Right.
But, shady. Wow.
Go Howard. Good for him.
Okay. So the score is Jeremy 2, Melissa 1. This is the last question. Jeremy, you either take the lead or Melissa, you tie it up. Fuck, and I don't have a tiebreaker, so.
Yeah, what happens?
I'll have to like make something up on the spot.
Okay.
Rihanna versus Kim Kardashian.
I know Kim Kardashian's net worth, it's $900 million, but I don't know Rihanna's. I'll go Kim just because I don't know.
Wait, did you say your answer, Jeremy? I was so confused by Melissa's numbers because your numbers don't match what I have.
It's Rihanna, Fenty. Fenty everything.
That's what I thought, but Forbes, this is all off Forbes, so the information is all from the same source. Rihanna's worth $600 million. What the fuck?
Damn.
Kim Kardashian is worth $780 million, according to Forbes.
Is that including Kanye, though?
No, it's her. It was a list of the most highest paid women, and they're considering her self-made again.
I mean,
right.
Like well, more so than Kylie, huh? Because reality TV wasn't a thing back then.
She did a sex video.
She started it. She started that whole family.
Yep, she did.
I just need to do a sex video
and then I'm it.
Yeah. Hey.
Wait, she did a sex tape?
Ray J.
I thought she got Ray famous J. from being Paris
I hit it, I hit it, I hit it. Hey, that still goes.
Wait, he has a song called I Hit It? And it's about her?
I hit it first. You've heard
that. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah.
I hit it. Come on.
I was like, I got married at 19. I'm just like Kim and Ray J. Stupid.
Minus the whole sex tape thing.
Gotta get one.
Maybe.
Of those.
Don't look up Kim Kardashian Part 2.
You're wearing her mask or something.
This is real. Have you guys seen it? I'm sorry, but like it's definitely seems like she has an audience. She's definitely talking to an audience during it.
I've never seen any sex tape.
Her and Ray J. Ray J's like, when you're at home going hard, think, look at this, or like something like that. They're talking to an audience.
Yeah.
She said it was like a private video that got leaked.
Uh-huh. I do not believe that. They're literally talking to an audience. She's like, everyone thinks my boobs are fake, but see? I'm like, are you kidding? No, yeah. If you watch the whole thing, it's definitely like for...
You watch the whole thing.
Yeah. She's like, I was like, no, this is fake. Definitely. Yeah. Like she planned for that to get released. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, hey, I'll say I'm not it, above Kim. It.
You can't even do it nowadays. Every girl got an OnlyFans.
It's called OnlyFans, yep. Right?
It ain't special no more.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Aw, well, that's my older sister, so please stop disrespecting her publicly.
Sorry, Kim.
Well, you both ended up tying. It was a tie game. Wow.
Woohoo! Yeah, what's our tiebreaker? No, I like being tied because then I'm not a loser or a winner.
Okay.
We good this round. I'll get you next time.
Well, I want to thank you both for being co-hosts this week and joining the podcast. Thank you, guys.
Thank you
to everybody listening. Having a wonderful Thirsty Thursday, I hope. And now we can all celebrate since we know the result. Hey, unless you're Donald Trump and you freaking reject the results, whether you like it or not, you're going to be out in just a few days.
Out.
Okay? Yep. Well, shit, 2 months.
70 days. 70 days.
Oh, 70 exactly? Really?
Because it's January 20th, so.
Yeah.
And you counted? I can't.
Well, but they say it. They say it on the news.
Yeah, so 31 days in December, and then it's the 10th when we're recording this right now. So that means 20 days left. So carry the one. 51 plus 20. So yeah, 70.
Desmond, you can't do air math. I'm just kidding.
Hope you guys are being safe. Wear your freaking mask. I've been seeing some people associated with this podcast posting up in some parties and not having masks on, and there's a bunch of you, so now I'm not going to be able to hang out with you for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, quarantine yourselves.
I know. I get to babysit my niece for the first time tomorrow, so
yay!
She's only 4 months old, so I got to protect myself. So enjoy your weekend, be safe, wear a mask, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.